Welcome to another edition of Mesa County News AM Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. Travis Skaggs here this morning with you, and we have Music Director of Mesa County Schools, Charlie Hunter. And Charlie, good to see you.
Yes, sir. It's great to be here. And of course, you know, we've welcomed December in, and we know that's just a busy time for everybody, but it's especially busy time for us musicians.
Holiday Gala coming up there this Thursday and Saturday, so I wanted to get you on the show, but I know your kids have been working hard on that.
Yes, sir. And it's always a whirlwind, and you know, the kids always occasionally tease and ask for days off, you know, and we finish a concert, we finish an event, and we're getting ready for the next one. And gala's one that always comes quick for us. Of course, in October, we had our Fall Fiddle Fest, and we just had an awesome, amazing event. We were, again, blessed to have Mark Wood come in from the Electrify Your Strings program, and Laura Kay came in with him as well. So we added the choir back in, and we hadn't had choir in Fiddle Fest, we think, for about 6 years. So it was good to have that element back a part of Fiddle Fest, and kids just did a wonderful job and really enjoyed it. We had one of our sixth grade students won the Stingray raffle, so it was exciting to get one of those to get an electric instrument for their home practice. But you know, it's been a whirlwind month, and excited to get to December and excited to get to the gala. And like you said, that's coming up this week. We'd like to invite you all to come down this Thursday, December 7th at 7:30 p.m. or this Saturday, December 9th, 7:30 p.m. at the Downtown High School Auditorium for our annual Holiday Gala Music of the Season. We're excited to announce this year we're sponsored by Carlson Software. We're excited they're partnering with us and helping our students present and kick off the Christmas season with a wonderful concert series. Both concerts are the same both nights, so you know, come both nights if you're inclined to, but you know, pick the night that best fits your schedule. But we just love to have you. If you would like to buy some pre-sale tickets, we will have the box office open tonight, Tuesday, December 5th, from 6 to 7. All of our benefit tickets are $15, and of course we'll have plenty of tickets available at the door. It was interesting, we had so many people come to Fiddle Fest. We had to reuse some old tickets we had. We sold out of all the printed tickets I had.
Good problem to have.
Oh, it's an amazing problem to have. So we were just excited for that crowd. But please come out and support these students. Holiday Gala will feature our middle school and high school orchestra students, along with our high school choir. We'll have a couple vocal soloists as well. And just really excited to present this for our students. And this is one of the concerts that we do throughout the years that I have more community members stop me and ask me, you know, remind me when gala is. They make it a point to come. Because for a lot of folks, they feel like this is just the true kickoff to the holiday season.
I want to backtrack a little bit before we talk about gala. You and your students took a trip to New York City last month. Talk about that.
Oh, yes. We had a wonderful time, and we took 25 students to New York City. It was the weekend before Election Day, so students were out of school for a couple days for that, so we decided to take students there. It was our first trip since prior to COVID when we went to Epcot to sing at the Candlelight Processional. So it was a whirlwind tour. We got to see and do a lot with our students, taking students to Times Square and going to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which was a wonderful experience. And we had the, I guess we could call it fortunate on this side, but we weren't aware that the New York City Marathon was going on that weekend on that Sunday. So we didn't have any issues.
You ran the marathon?
Well, yes. You know, my time was, I think, sub 2:30 maybe, you know, maybe about that 2 hour mark. I think I got it done. And, you know, so, but we did get to see part of the New York City Marathon because it runs through part of Central Park. So we did get to see that on Sunday, which was really neat. We didn't have any issues traffic-wise, which was great. But we took students to the top of the Rockefeller Center, got to see a really nice view of New York City from, you know, 100 stories up, which was incredible. And then Sunday morning, our students had the opportunity to go through the 9/11 Museum and Memorial, and we were able to do that in 2018 to go through the museum and memorial part. It's just hugely impactful, and, you know, for our students now that we're getting to...
They weren't even alive.
They were not alive.
It's crazy, because you and I graduated together, and I know there's times that everybody listening today, whether it's 9/11 or a space shuttle crash or something else, you know, that
Pearl Harbor, you know,
9/11 kind of the first thing, that vivid memory of a historical event for us, and these kids weren't even born, so
because we were in seventh grade, I believe, when it happened. So they know, and they've seen things, and they've heard people talk about, but to actually go to the site and walk through that process is really impactful. We definitely prepped students beforehand, and I had a good group of chaperones that went with us that, you know, if a student is just too emotional, you know, we need to steer them appropriately. But if you have the opportunity and the ability to go, I think as an American, we need to go and honor and remember those folks that lost their lives on 9/11 that were civilians. They were just going to work that day. It was important for them to do. But we also got to go see the New York Philharmonic on that Saturday night, had a wonderful orchestra concert to go to. And then we got to go take the students to a Broadway show, and we got to see Aladdin, which was an extremely fun, super technical show, a great show. And we just had a wonderful time. It was a whirlwind tour.
How many days?
We were on the ground for 2 days. So, you know, overnight on the bus and get there Saturday morning and have breakfast and then start. And then we got to the hotel that night. It was about 11:30. Leave the hotel the next morning by about 7:15 and hit the ground running again. in. So very whirlwind tour, but it was excited to get students back to traveling. Like I said, we haven't traveled since COVID, especially every so often I like to take students to New York. It's a wonderful opportunity, students. And I always tell students, you know, it's a place I will visit. I will never live there. Doesn't matter if I have all the money in the world. I'm never going to live in New York City, but it's good for them to experience it. And it's that Times Square on a Saturday night is a very different experience than, I don't know, walking through downtown Maysville on a Saturday night, to say the least.
Back to the Holiday Gala again, coming up this Thursday, December 7th at 7:30, this Saturday, December the 9th at 7:30 at the Downtown Auditorium, Charlie. Again, you know, you have a selection of choir, orchestra songs. Again, your kids have been working hard. You try to add some new ones in, some old ones, and, you know, just try to keep it fresh and exciting every year. You have a lot of supporters of your program that come back every single year.
We're blessed again this year to have John Combs Buchanan, one of our former students and who lives back in town. His wife, Caroline, and young son, John Parker, is accompanying us again this year. I was talking to him one night at rehearsal, and I told him, you know, I have a master list of every song that both choir and orchestra had performed for Holiday Gala since I started. I look at that list because, you know, there are certain songs students just love. If we would do it every year, we could. They really, really enjoy certain songs, but I try to tell folks, you know, we're not going to repeat. With there's one lone exception to that, and that's what has become
Carol the Bells.
Yep, you got it nailed on the head. So that's become our standard finale piece. It's just that Carol the Bells, which everyone knows and really enjoys, which is fun. So choir's doing the Carol of Bells. We're doing an arrangement of White Christmas that I haven't done before. I have a couple different, of course, with the Rosemary Clooney connection. We have a couple arrangements of White Christmas, but this is one I haven't done before, so excited to do that. Doing the classic Oh Holy Night. We haven't done that one for a long time, Oh Holy Night, which is a great, great piece. We have a really beautiful piece that we've done one time before called The Snow Begins to Fall. It's a very somber, and it's in minor, but it's a really, really beautiful piece and really gives you that visual, if you would close your eyes, that you could see snow falling, which is neat for our students to do. Orchestra is playing one of the classics that we like to play every so often, Little Drummer Boy, and the students love it. They get to play Kolingo, which is with the stick, but it's one of the classics that we always love to pull out and have, especially our young middle school students get to play Little Drummer Boy with the Kolingo. We're playing a new Trans-Siberian piece that we haven't played before called A Siberian Sleigh Ride, so we're excited to play that. It's been a really difficult piece for the high school to get under the fingers. It's a very fast piece, but it was one we hadn't played before. I try to play one Trans-Siberian piece every year, and that's one that we had never played and wanted to get underneath our belt. Both the choir and orchestra are going to be performing from Home Alone. They're going to be performing Somewhere in My Memory, which is a wonderful, wonderful piece. We're just excited. Like I said, I think I have three students that are going to be singing vocal solos as well, and just highlight some individual talent within the ensemble. But it's almost like eating comfort food. You know, you come to that concert and you're going to hear something you know. You're going to hear something you don't know. The orchestra is performing a piece called See Amid the Winter Snow, and it's a really beautiful piece, and it's an English carol, sometimes known as See Amid the Winter Snow. Other times people might recognize it as the Hymn of Christmas or the Christmas Hymn, but it's a British piece and it's really beautiful. And if you have a chance, look up the text, See Amid the Winter Snow. It's really, really beautiful. But the orchestra's playing that, which that's a premiere. We've never played that piece before.
You know, you mix in, as I mentioned, choir and orchestra. What I like about it, Charlie, is the selection of music. The concert goes very quick. You enjoy the concert. It goes quick. You're going to tap your toe. You're going to sing along. You know, it just, again, puts you in the holiday spirit.
Oh, yeah. And I think you find that, especially with music that you recognize and you understand, you know, that passage of time just is not noticed. We will have an intermission, and then after intermission, I think I've sent my letters out. I think we might have a special guest come by after intermission, which we've had a certain particular guest that has missed. I don't think we've had for at least a decade or longer. We sent a couple letters up north, and we're hoping to have a special guest stop by and say hello to our audience members while the orchestra is playing, which is what we used to have always traditionally done.
And do you incorporate the middle school students still in the gala?
Yes, sir. So all the middle school students will be performing both nights. I've done different things different years, but this year all the students are performing both nights. They will not be playing every selection. However, I do have an extremely talented eighth grade orchestra group, and they are playing every single song that the high school is playing except for one. And they have really, you know, made super progress the last couple years, and they are a great group. And I was excited to challenge them and to see what they could do. And they've really risen to the occasion.
In the Holiday Gala coming up Thursday, December the 7th at 7:30, then Saturday, December the 9th at 7:30 at the Downtown Auditorium. Charlie, how can the people buy tickets?
You can come in person tonight, Tuesday, December 5th from 6 to 7, and our box office will be open. Ms. Hunter will be selling tickets for pre-sale, and then about an hour to an hour and a half half before the show starts, both Thursday and Saturday. The box office will be open again, and you can go ahead and purchase your ticket. Benefit tickets are $15, and we encourage you to come, whether you know any students or not. That's what I alluded to before. This is a big community concert. A lot of community members, folks that don't have any kids in the program, come. And the other thing that sometimes is special is this is usually a concert that some of our students that have gone to college, you know, have maybe had that first freshman semester, are able to come back to, because usually finals are hopefully finished by this point for a lot of our college students, but they're able to come in. It's always interesting to talk to them and ask them how it is on that side, because, you know, they played in the auditorium for 7 years, and now they're sitting in the audience, and it's a very different experience for them. But we're proud of our students and what they're accomplishing at the next level, both musically and just educationally.
We'll preview the spring musical, because you guys turn the page after this coming Saturday and then, you know, jump full-fledged in a musical.
Oh, yes. We're really excited. And, you know, this is always the big debate about what show we're going to do. And we were really thinking hard, Ms. Spangler and myself, about, you know, what shows are out there, what shows work well with our student population that we have in orchestra and choir for the musical. And we decided, and we've only done this two other times, we decided that we're going to do a repeat. And so we are doing Annie again. So we're really excited to present Annie for folks. Of course, we had that New York trip at the beginning of November. We started gala rehearsals in November, and then we were also doing musical workshops. And then right before Thanksgiving, we had musical auditions. It's always exciting to go through that audition process. I have a good feeling of students' abilities and talents and different things like that, but it's really exciting to bring in our outside judges that don't know these students well at all. They haven't seen these students perform in a while, and it's interesting to see students step on stage and really just shine and really showcase and have fun, because there's just some amazing characters, especially talking about Miss Hannigan and Rooster and Lily. There's just some fun characters in this show, but we're excited. Kyler Graham, who's one of our senior students, she auditioned and selected to be Annie, and I always get really excited when especially seniors come out and audition and want to take that big step into a big role. She's had some smaller, more dance type roles in the past couple years, but we're excited for her to get that chance to be Annie and really showcase. And it was funny, her mom sent me a photo, and I don't know how old Kyler is in the photo, but she actually had an Annie themed birthday party years and years ago and really loves Annie from her childhood. It's really neat to have that come full circle for her and for her to get that opportunity. But we have lots of great students performing, and you'll hear a couple of those students at gala Thursday and Saturday. They'll give some ads for the musical, and it's a little bit of a preview. But if you want to go ahead and mark your calendar, spring musical Annie will be April 19th, 20th, and 21st. And we're just excited for that process. And one of my parents of a current student, she was in Annie when we did it, I think in 1993 was Annie. It was either 93 or 95. She was in it as a student at the time. And I told her, I'll have to go back and find the original program, but we're going to print the original cast list. So we did that when we did Wizard of Oz and when we did How to Succeed. So it's really neat when we do go back and repeat a show to sort of honor that original cast that we had and go back and look at that cast list and think about, you know, who was who and different things like that. So we're excited to do that. And we'll maybe have some other special things as we get closer to performance for that.
What's it like seeing it all come together from the first rehearsal? Brian Kirk said the other night on the radio after they lost, you know, it's going to take time to come together. You know, he's not going to panic. And I'm sure at times in January, February, you have good rehearsals, bad rehearsals, but not panicking and knowing it's all going to come together.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Coach Kirk would say the same thing to a degree is, you know, you have years of experience, so you understand, you know, the flow of things.
They're not robots.
Right, and you know, you're dealing with students that have student issues and drama issues and things like that, and life issues and work issues, and so you know those things are going to ebb and flow, and like you said, you're going to have some really great rehearsals and you're going to have some bad rehearsals. It's just part of the game. You just got to know and continue to do your system, what you know is going to work for your students. And like you said, we start right back in January. January rehearsals. January is usually not rough because they don't know what they don't know yet. You know, when we get into February and I'm expecting them to know stuff and know where to go and what to do and when to speak. And then when we don't hit those marks, that's when things get, you know, that's when we have some bad rehearsals. But we're excited to do the dance and learn the songs. There's just several great songs in Annie. And it's just one of these classic musicals that everybody knows. Everybody's done it at some point. You know, it's when in doubt, somebody does Annie. But it's just a great show. And it just has a great message, I think, in it as well.
Again, let's go back to the Holiday Gala. Charlie, if we've got people just tuned in this morning, give us the dates, times, and how people can purchase tickets and support your students in Mesa County.
Yes, sir. We invite you to come to the Holiday Gala, our Music of the Season, sponsored by Carlson Software, featuring our middle school and high school orchestra students, along with our concert choir students. We'll have two concerts this Thursday, December 7th at 7:30 p.m., and this Saturday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Downtown High School Auditorium. Benefit tickets are $15. If you would like to buy a ticket in advance, the box office will be open today, Tuesday, December 5th, from 6 to 7, as well as 1 hour prior to each performance. And we invite you to come out and support these students. We've got the Christmas tree set up in the auditorium and the garland and the bows and the lights. It's exciting to come in and just be welcomed into Christmas.
Charlie, best of luck there with the concert.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. We look forward to it and want to invite everyone to come out and see our students.